This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let's follow what's going on in the world, shall we do that? EJV Show, time 7 after the hour. This is the Tuesday, the 18th of December, 1 week from Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to all. Bum, bum, bum. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keenan. I was going to say Kara Keenan. I don't know where that came from.
Oh, they got
Kara Sherman. Oh.
We're very progressive here.
Surprise.
On the
show. We didn't invite you to that wedding either.
Surprise. Yeah, I know. Nice. Very sweet. All right. So, Jennifer, what do we have cooking?
Well, Michael Flynn could be cooking. His goose could be cooked, or maybe not. I would probably guess maybe not. He will be sentenced today for what the FBI says is lying to them. President Trump, for his part, has gone to Twitter to wish Michael Flynn good luck today.
He said,
good luck today in court to General Michael Flynn. It will be interesting to see what he has to say, despite tremendous pressure being put on him about Russia collusion in our great and obviously highly successful political campaign. There was no collusion. The story with Michael Flynn, as I see it, and I'm sure there are a lot of people who see it differently, to me is a pretty sad one. Michael Flynn was no friend of President Obama, although he worked for his administration. President Obama let him go. They had some bad blood. Michael Flynn, if you just need a little reminder, then started campaigning a few months later for President Trump against Hillary Clinton. And that was a valuable political asset to Trump because you had someone who worked for the previous administration, the other side of the aisle, who was a general and had all this military experience behind it, working for him and saying he would be the best president. Michael Flynn was out there on the campaign trail a lot. All right, so flash forward to November 2016, President Trump wins the election, and Michael Flynn is going to be named the NSA, National Security Advisor. Michael Flynn has a conversation, and if for people who don't know, because there's so much confusion about this, this is how I read it. So Michael Flynn, working during the campaign, working to get ready to go into the next administration, takes a vacation with his family, and I think he's in Puerto Rico. He's out of the country somewhere. He's not in the, at least in the continental United States. He's somewhere. And because of the strenuous schedule of the campaign and before he went into the administration, he took time off. And from my sources, this is not something that's widely reported in the media, but I have it on pretty credible material, like pretty credible witness, that he was out with his wife. They hadn't seen each other in a while. He had 3 glasses of wine. His phone rings, and it's the Russian ambassador, Kislyak, who wants to talk to him about the sanctions that the Obama administration has just put on Russia. It's not illegal for Michael Flynn to take that call. He took the call. This is something that other administrations have done in the past and didn't think much about it. That was it. Well, because he was out of the country, there was surveillance going on his cell phone as to who he was talking to, what he was talking to. That's a whole other issue that we could probably have a nice conversation about. When he gets back, he gets put into office. He's asked, have you talked to the Russian ambassador? He goes, oh, no, not really. Like, you know, other than because he talked to a lot of governmental officials. Mm-hmm. Well, apparently the FBI hears that. And I believe that there was an effort to a plan B, if you will. We've heard a lot of agents like Peter Strzok talk about this plan B against Trump. Jim Comey sends Peter Strzok over to the White House and wants to interview Michael Flynn. They don't tell him he's in trouble. He's not Mirandized. He's not told to get a lawyer. He sits down and they ask him questions about his conversation. He says, I don't really remember, but obviously you guys must know because all of my phone calls are recorded. Well, because of those answers, that's where the FBI says Michael Flynn lied to them. Now, eventually, he would resign because he also told Mike Pence he didn't really remember what was going on, or he was drinking when he was talking to the ambassador. So that's the end of Michael Flynn. Michael Flynn then gets the pressure, the full force of the FBI coming down on him. He loses his house. He loses pretty much everything he's worked for his whole life. And he had no choice but to start cooperating with Robert Mueller, because otherwise he would sit in jail for the rest of his life. This, to me, is the worst takedown of this Mueller investigation for something that I think has nothing to it. But I don't think Michael Flynn, because he cooperated with Mueller, will see jail time today. I don't think he should. I think that would be an abysmal abuse of the justice system if he does. But we'll see. You never know
this
how these things play out.
This whole thing has been an abuse of the jury, of the justice system, as far as I'm concerned, because they're not going to get
it. And I'm sorry for that long thing, but I don't think a lot of people know exactly what this is all about.
So no, that was a good explanation. That was good.
A little bit.
Thorough. Yep. So somebody answer this question for me, as long as we're on to this sort of thing. The Department of Homeland Security has told members, mostly Democrats, of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus that they can't talk to these border agents who detained and processed a 7-year-old girl from Guatemala who eventually died in their custody. There have been people sent there to investigate. Is this a witch hunt? What really is the story behind the story here? You know the story. Okay, so this young girl sadly died. Why was she a problem? You know, it goes back to the very root, in my mind, the essence of this is, why are these people there in the first place? From Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, walking across, and then they take buses across Mexico, they get dropped off on the U.S. border, and they say, oh, come on, you got to let us in. Well, something like this was bound to happen, but I don't get the other side of it. Why the Congress, obviously, the Democrats would like to make some hay out of this. No question about that.
Well, it's not just the Democrats. A lot of people are wondering how a 7-year-old girl died.
I'm wondering.
She vomited. She stopped breathing, and she went into cardiac arrest, and she had brain swelling. I think what people are forgetting is it's harder for me to believe that being in the custody of ICE would do something like that to you. Maybe we should be focusing on the walk up from Guatemala. You think she might have been sick from her father taking her from very impoverished Guatemala all the way up to the Mexican border?
Well, obviously, that's where she got it. She didn't get it while she was in custody of ICE, but it's
The insinuation is that it was like the Border Patrol that did it to her.
Okay, am I being a hard ass here? Why is
that
our
obligation? That would not be my question.
To take care of her. I mean, I think we should take care of her, but are we obliged to take care of her?
If she's in the custody of ICE, then yes.
But
if she was not.
But why is she there in the first place? You go back to this whole business of this fiasco.
Why did ICE take her? I don't know. Why did ICE take her into custody?
You know,
I think the question is, why did her father take her there? That's to me the personal responsibility in all of this. It's very easy to blame the first world country who has you in custody, but you have a father who made the decision to take a 7-year-old child on this journey.
I agree with you. He should be in jail for negligence. That's separate. But the problem, though, is the bottom line is she was in ICE's care and she died. She didn't get the medical attention she needed. So, unfortunately, you're right. The source is the problem. The father is the problem. But at the end of the day, you've got to deal with the cards that you're dealt. And you know what I mean? She was in custody. ICE took her in. So there's an inherent responsibility there. And that's what people are really upset about. How did it get so bad that she died and didn't get the proper medical care?
There are two issues here, and you're both right.
There are
both
two issues. No, I
issues
agree.
Issues are a focus of this thing, whether or not we're going to have mass incarceration of these people. The migrant situation. Are we racists if we don't take them in? Are we a better country for helping them? Or are we worse? That's part of this whole discussion.
Yeah, if ICE had never taken them into custody, then the girl would still probably be dead, but she wouldn't. It wouldn't be on
us.
On us, and it wouldn't be, you know, an issue.
Yeah.
So maybe ICE needs to rethink their policies. I don't know.
The sad thing with all of this is how many people are so sick in this migrant caravan, and nobody. We were talking about it a month ago, but now that we're up for the government shutdown, nobody wants to see those images because they don't want it to affect people's opinion as to the crisis at the border. it's like, I think 70-something percent of them had some sort of illness, whether it was something on the outside like scabies or lice, or something on the inside like chronic bronchitis and these colds that they're passing around. There's no good answer.
In a moment, there's a real problem in California with waves, and we'll deal with that in a moment. 16 after the hour. Something we want to deal with right now. Life is changing for you. Life is changing for all of us. Every single day, every single hour, every single minute, the cellular structure of our body changes. And as it depends on how, it's your skin, your bones, how much is being changed with the advent of seconds or minutes or hours or days or weeks. But generally speaking, our body changes its construction every 3 months. Totally. New cellular structure. Now, does that mean that you can clean your body out? You're cleaning. Your body is being remade, but it's being remade in the same sort of situation that prevails as the cellular structure is challenged. And that, in part, is because of the way we eat. The food is so much different now than it was 50, 60, 70 years ago. There was no processed food. There were no pesticides. It was just all nourishment for the body. Everybody had a garden. We all were able to go out and pick our own fruits and vegetables. But that's not the case today. And as a result of that, you got a lot of stuff plugging up your system. That's why Life Change Tea, the proprietary herbal formula, all natural, all the teas are grown in America. This is a way to cleanse your system. Your unhealthy colon, your stomach, your gut all needs to be clean. And this time of year, especially because you're eating a lot of stuff you might not otherwise eat. So let's cleanse your insides with Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea, all grown in America, all organic, all natural. So let's cleanse our body. I'm doing it. I do it every day. My cup, it says Framingham on it. I have a cup of this tea. Time for me to brew some new, actually, Victoria, because I've been through a gallon of it in the last couple of weeks. Go to getthetea.com. This would be a good, nice Christmas present. It's a nice stocking stuffer to give to somebody or maybe a number of people who you want to have healthy in your life. You want them to be focused on the benefits of being healthy. Getthetea.com. The Life Change Tea will cleanse your body of toxins, make your colon much healthier. Who needs a sick colon? Healthy colon, the result of drinking one cup a day of Life Change Tea. Get it and feel better. Go to getthetea.com. Can't get it in the store. You now have to go online, getthetea.com, and use the code DJV to ship it free. Getthetea.com to cleanse your body once and for all with Life Change Tea.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so Jen, looks like the giant waves that are crashing into San Francisco Bay, a lot of people are nuts enough to go out and try to surf in these 40-foot waves. What, are they nuts?
Yeah, they are nuts, actually, because these waves are no joke. There was actually the Mavericks Big Wave Contest, which was postponed in the Bay Area. But really? That's because even though they want big waves for that, the waves that we're talking about, 30 feet, 30-foot waves that were thundering to the beach. Yeah.
Dangerous. Imagine yourself in that situation. 21 after the hour on the DJV Show.
Anytime. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Christmas mood and mode, if you will, on the DJV program. I'm Doug with Victoria and Kara, and wham, George Michael, number 7 on the list of the top 100 Christmas songs. There are two lists that we're going through. I don't mean to confuse this, but there's the Christmas list. That's the sort of official sanctioned list from the people that study this sort of thing in the radio world. And then there is the Billboard magazine chart of the regular music that is popular all year long and what Christmas tunes are inveigling themselves into those lists over the years, including now. I kind of like this one, though. Go back to this. This song may appear on both of the lists, as far as I'm concerned. It's a nice pop Christmas tune. You agree, Victoria?
This is one of my favorite songs. Love it.
Yeah, yeah. It's just nicely done. It kind of makes me think about how we miss... I always liked Wham. I like George Michael. Actually, I like the upbeat way he approached music, so... He's
Christmas
gone.
Day, it'll be 2 years. He died on Christmas Day two years ago.
Yep. Yeah. Speaking of somebody dying, those of you who are familiar with the Wrecking Crew, legendary music studio group that was pretty much the music behind every pop hit that was recorded in Los Angeles. Joe Osborne, who's the bass player, I can see. There's a fabulous documentary about the Wrecking Crew, and I can see him standing there, sunglasses, beard, and his hat, as he played the bassist. He died of pancreatic cancer yesterday. The sessions, hundreds, thousands of them, doing the music for classics like Bridge Over Troubled Water, California Dreamin', Ventura Highway, Close to You, I Think I Love You, the Partridge Family song, albums by country stars Kenny Rogers recorded, wouldn't record with anybody but the Wrecking Crew, Merle Haggard, Reba McEntire, when she recorded in California, wanted them behind her, the Grassroots, Midnight Confession, just... fabulous.
You know what I didn't realize? So I was reading up a little bit about him, and he had said that I guess Glenn Campbell was actually in the Wrecking Crew, and so when
he did
Wichita Lineman, he brought them on with him to do the instrumentals for that. And that they did the background for, I mean, that the Beast Boys pretty much didn't play any instruments,
everything.
And that the Wrecking Crew did everything
did
for them, which is just amazing.
Yeah. Yep. They did it all. And they did so much. Osborne was the first person to record a teenage youngster named Karen with her brother Richard. He's the one who made them superstars. He recorded them in his home studio. Anyway, Osborne switched from electric guitar to bass early in his career. He played with Ricky Nelson in the 60s. That's a great place for him to cut his teeth, frankly. During his most fruitful years, he played on albums from Fifth Dimension, another one of their songs, Johnny Rivers, Neil Diamond. And so he's going to be missed. He's in the Louisiana Hall of Fame, Music Hall of Fame. His final project was the just-released Carpenters with the Royal Philharmonic, which paired his classic playing with some original vocals and new orchestral arrangements by Richard Carpenter. So the passing...
What a career, my gosh.
Fabulous career. Speaking of fabulous careers, Keith Richards in the musical news, he says, "I'm done drinking." I don't know about that. He's 74 years old, certainly been around the Stones for 50 years, and well known for drinking and smoking, and he says he's no longer knocking them back. He was a big drinker of Stoli, apparently. Cut back on his drinking. He told the Rolling Stone in a new interview, "I pulled the plug, I got fed up with it." Ronnie Wood chimed in with his support, opening up about his own substance abuses. These guys, I don't know how any of them are still alive.
They're pickled. They're preserved.
28 past the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. For a limited time, Volkswagen will sell a GT Passat. This is a special edition and has a unique exterior design. The bumper is from the Passat R design. It has a black gloss grille and a cool GTI-style stripe around the front. Under the hood, a VR six-cylinder engine. Instead of six cylinders being in a 45-degree angle in a normal V engine, they are narrow, which is what the R stands for, allowing VW to put the engine in smaller spaces. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's first national security advisor, retired General Michael Flynn, will be sentenced today for lying to the FBI about contacts with Russia's U.S. ambassador during the presidential transition. Special Counsel Robert Mueller recommending no prison time, though, for Michael Flynn because he cooperated in the ongoing probe. Meanwhile, ex-FBI Director James Comey yesterday goes behind closed doors at a House committee meeting. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Comey was again questioned about his handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation and the early stages of the Russia probe. After meeting with lawmakers, Comey talks about the FBI's reputation.
The FBI's reputation has taken a big hit because the President of the United States, with his acolytes, has lied about it constantly. That's a tragedy. That will be undone eventually.
USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Four past the hour. This is the DJV program. Something for everybody, no matter what your age, young, old, in the middle, stuck in between. We have a lot of people who have very interesting stories in their lives, and we tell stories about people's lives and stories about things that are going on all around us with thoughts and comments. So let's see what you need to know. Victoria's following something that's hot. I know she is, because she always is.
Well, Pete Davidson from SNL has been in the news for pretty much all weekend and continues to be a trending topic. What happened was over the weekend he posted a note on Instagram saying, I really don't want to be on this earth anymore. I'm doing my best to stay here for you, but I actually don't know how much longer I can last. Now, he has been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder. He's had a lot of health problems with Crohn's disease and things like that. So people were obviously worried about him. His recent ex-fiance, Ariana Grande, showed up at his building and tried to get in, but he wouldn't see her. And then that prompted a wellness check from the NYPD. And he was at the 30 Rock Studios when the police showed up to make sure he was okay. Lorne Michaels is stepping in now. And apparently there were some skits from Saturday Night Live that Pete Davidson was supposed to be a part of, but at the last minute, Lorne Michaels axed all of them. He didn't want to have Pete performing. He didn't want to have any pressure on him. And so they pulled the plug on his skits at the last minute. And now Lorne Michaels says that he wants to send Pete away for help and to make sure that he's okay. Apparently the whole cast is very protective of Pete Davidson. They're all very fond of him. So Lorne Michaels stepping in saying there are no plans to replace him. There are no plans to fire him. And that hopefully he will be back in the new year when the show is live again. They're on their big, you know, winter hiatus starting now. So hopefully he'll get the help that, you know, he obviously needs. It's a sad situation. He had friends who literally jumped on airplanes from around the world to fly in just to see him to make sure he was okay. And so, you know, I wish him the best. I hope that everything works out for him. But I think it's great that Lorne Michaels is taking kind of the lead on all of it.
Yeah, he's pretty good from all the... I've never talked to Lorne Michaels, but I... No, that's not true. I think he was on once to promote something, but he seems to be a man. The guy's a mid-late 70s, been producing things at NBC for 50 years, and responsible for a lot of successful shows there. Pretty much has carte blanche to do what he wants with things like SNL. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, let's hope that
And his cast is very loyal to him.
Yeah.
It's very rare that you ever hear anyone say anything disparaging about him from that cast. Maybe if this is how he reacts to moments of crisis where he's very supportive, then that's one of the reasons, yeah.
Yep. Happy birthday to Samuel L. Jackson, 70 years old. Big party over the weekend at Cipriani on 42nd Street. I don't know that place. Do you know Cipriani? Must be a
Cipriani. Yeah, that's the
Cipriani's
famous.
Called?
Yeah, Harry Cipriani. It's there's one uptown. That's the Midtown one right next to Grand Central Station. That's like their big banquet space. Huh. It's very pretty. And then there's Cipriani downtown as well.
Magic and Cookie Johnson came in from L.A. to celebrate his birthday with him. Bruno Mars was there. Lawrence Fishburne, Cardi B. Judge Judy.
Judge Judy?
That's Whoopi Goldberg,
cool.
George Lucas, Spike Lee, Anne Hathaway.
Wow.
Stevie Wonder. That's kind of an interesting... There's a potpourri of interesting characters. He's married to a lady named LaTanya Richardson. Do you know her? Apparently she's a big Broadway actress. And one of the things they did that night on his birthday over the weekend was to catch the opening night of her show, her version of To Kill a Mockingbird. She's in that.
That is getting rave reviews.
Is it?
That, oh my gosh. Jeff Daniels is Atticus Finch. And,
Is he?
Yeah. And LaTanya, I think, plays the wife of, I'm blanking on the guy's name who's falsely accused in the story.
Yeah.
But, I have not heard better buzz from a new play in a long time. Like,
really?
Like this is Hamilton level buzz that
did
it's
Did you
getting.
Know that she was married to Samuel L. Jackson?
I did not.
Richardson? Yeah.
I didn't know. And I just saw, apparently she played, Lieutenant Deanne Carver on Blue Bloods. I don't know if you know that name or recognize her, but she's been on that show. So you've probably seen her face a few times, Doug.
I don't know. I'm going to have to Google her because I don't recognize her, but I'll check it out. All right. Thank you, Kara, for bringing me up to date on that. Here's something that we're all affected by. New study out today, the stark numbers. This is what is more and more of this information is coming out. Just how many Americans are affected by jail, incarceration. Do you know that nearly half of adults in the U.S. have somebody in their family who spent at least a night in jail? That's amazing. We are out of control in this country when it comes to
that. I know you. Does that count?
Well,
I don't know anybody else who's been in jail except you.
I didn't spend a night in jail. I spent a few hours in jail.
Okay.
So I don't know
anybody.
I mean, in my case, it was as I sort of suggested. It was one of those things where they had all the information wrong, and people say, "Oh yeah, sure, Doug." No, they did. They had wrong information, but the reason for me being arrested was because they said I hadn't served on jury duty. Since when do you arrest people because they didn't serve on jury duty? Maybe you fine them.
Heard that. Yeah.
But I was arrested.
They threatened to do that.
Yeah.
They always threaten that if you skip out on jury duty. But
well,
I
as it happened,
follow through on it.
I went to court the next day with my certificate of having been not only on the jury, I was the foreman. of the jury in a case that had taken place just the year before. So it was very embarrassing for them. They had wrong information based on an old driver's license and stuff, you know, just as that kind of stuff. But these sorts of things, the reason I'm bringing it up is because these numbers keep growing, getting bigger, more prominent, and more difficult for us to deal with. It's so expensive. You have no idea how many billions of dollars, 40, 50, 60 billion dollars a year spent on incarcerating people that don't have to be in jail, that shouldn't be in jail, in fact. So I think it's we really do have to be thinking about that. Just more than we are, frankly.
Yep.
Here's the focus on how we live in America coming up here. There are people, as we get to the end of the year, wondering about what kind of financial reality you're going to have next year, especially if you're a senior. So I don't want to dig around in that. First, though, let's dig around in the Steak Department, Omaha Steaks. Wow. Have these people had a wild ride talking about this? This is perfection. If you're into meat and you have a business and you want to, or you know, customers, clients that you haven't really quite figured out who you're going to, or how you're going to acknowledge them, my suggestion is that you go to omahasteaks.com and use the DJV code to save 74% on the family gift package that has been put together. 27 gourmet items that normally cost $195, yours for $49.99 as they last. I think there's two more days, right? Kara, how many more days do we have talking about that? I think it's two more days for these gourmet burgers, the poultry, the pork that's in there. You can also get seafood at Omaha Steak, you know, all kinds of things, and desserts. I had their apple. I had an apple tart. And they
that's
are
what we're
yummy.
Having for Christmas dinner. My mom loved them so much that she ordered all. That's what our dessert is.
The caramel apple tartlets, they're very, very good. All right, so here's what you've got to do. Got to go to omahasteaks.com, type DJV into the search bar, and send the Omaha Steaks family gift package to somebody you're liking, some friend, somebody in the family, somebody in business. This package is only good, I think, until Thursday. $49.99 at omahasteaks.com. Almost $200 worth of product for one quarter of that price. Fabulous deal. At omahasteaks.com, make sure you get the deal by using the promo code DJV.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent lightning storm. Here to describe the event, a TV tray.
I was watching football and holding a plate of meatloaf when kabam! A bolt of lightning slams into the apartment, blowing out the TV and surround sound.
Anything you could have done to help?
Ma'am, I'm a foldable table, not an electrician.
Your TV tray can't help you in a lightning storm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Is your back a problem?
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now 44 after the hour here on the DJV program. Victoria and I have Cindy Beyer with us. Cindy is the president and CEO of Brookdale Senior Living. So, this is the time of year, I guess, the end of the year. People are trying to figure out what they're going to do for the winter or what they're going to do next year. And a lot of families, the daughters, the sons of seniors are looking with them to find new places. Is this a good time of year, Cindy, to do this, or a bad time because it's so busy?
Doug, this is one of the best times of the year. This is a time when families come together, and this is a great time of the year to really take an honest assessment of how your mom or dad is doing and whether they might need more assistance than you realize.
So how often is that the case? I bring myself around to thinking about my father and his predicament at 91. He had a stroke. I'd promised him that he wouldn't have to live in a senior living facility, but I couldn't hold to that promise because of the condition that he was in. And we looked around for places where they had to work fast. Is that sometimes a distraction? Have you got to look and find a place fast? Do you need more time to study this and do it the right way?
You know, Doug, a lot of families that join Brookdale communities have to move in because of a change in health. What we like to recommend is to get to know senior living before you have an urgent need. And we find that many of our families are very happy with the decision they've made, and they only have one regret, that they should have made the decision sooner. I faced the exact same thing that you did with your dad with my mom. And even though I'm in the industry, I waited too long. I saw my mom's world shrink until she got into an assisted facility, a community, and then after she joined that, I saw her world expand again. So the holidays are a perfect time to look at the challenges your loved one may be facing and to have a conversation about how to help them achieve their goals and live the best life that's possible.
So there are a lot of signs that we kind of ignore that present, maybe because you're an expert in this, you can remind people who are in this mode or maybe need to be in this mode what to look for in terms of a physical presence or cognitive reasoning, maybe even emotional changes, people who become more emotional as they get older. Is that a clue? What are we looking for here?
You're looking for physical changes. Does your parent have bruises? That may be a sign they're falling. Are they unsteady on their feet? That could put them at a risk for falls. That's one of the things that you look at. Are there memory issues? Do you have the same conversation 5 times over dinner? Are there sensory changes? Is vision or hearing or taste affected? If so, they may not be eating a balanced diet or habit changes. With my mom, she was very social, and she stopped seeing her friends, and so her world got smaller. All of those things are clues that your loved one may be struggling, and that's why you might want to have the conversation sooner rather than later about what their goals are so that you can understand and support them to get the help that they need.
Mm-hmm. I think there are a lot of different signs. By the way, if you go to newsroom.brookdale.com, you can see in detail more of this information that we're passing along here. Newsroom.brookdale.com.
Doug, if I can interrupt for just a minute, it's brookdalenews.com.
Oh, Brookdale News.com. Okay, sorry about that. BrookdaleNews.com. All right, we got that. We want to have that straight so people go to the right place for the information. So the bottom line here, is it more on the part of the children, is it more likely that the mother or the father will need attention? You must have looked at some of the stats here. Who's going to need the attention more and sooner?
We have about 65% of our residents in are women, but we have 35% that are men, so it's more likely it's women. And if you go to brookdalenews.com, you can see that checklist that is going to allow you to look at the physical signs or the sensory signs or the habit changes that your loved one may need more care. And we would be very happy to help with that. And I hope that everybody is with their families during the holiday season. But if your senior is going to be alone, we would love to have them come join our family for the holidays.
What a horrible reality, isn't that? Think about it. Being alone at that age especially, not having family or any friends, any place to be. Good Lord. All right, so here's what you do. Take Cindy's advice. Go to brookdalenews.com and see what is in the offing for those who need to have good, healthy, wholesome attention. It's a great time of year. It makes a lot of sense. Cindy, thank you for being here on the DJV Show, 10 before the hour.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Three after the hour now. All right, crank this up and then explain, please, Jeff. It's Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, it's from Fallen and Flying from Crazy Heart, which I think is one of Victoria's favorite Jeff Bridges movies, right?
Yeah, well, the dude, obviously, would be my favorite from Big Lebowski. But yeah, I thought he was great in Crazy Heart. He won the Oscar for it, did his own singing, and sort of like a Star is Born's Bradley Cooper character, kind of like that.
Yeah. He's played a lot of really interesting, challenging parts.
Yeah.
He has a speech thing. I don't know what it is, but I thought he was very good. That Chris Pine movie, was Aaron Paul in that, the two brothers that were robbing money to save their ranch, was out a couple of years ago. I forgot what that movie was called, but Bridges was the cop that was chasing them around. He was very good in that. Don't you remember that movie? Chris Pine was very good in it.
I didn't see that, no.
It was, I can't remember the name of it, but he was very good in that. We were talking earlier about him being in that weird movie at the Motel El Paso or whatever it was.
That El Royale or something like that.
Man, that was a weird, I don't usually like weird movies, and I don't, I stay away from them. I went to see it.
Oh. Yeah.
And it was very, it was weird, but kind of interesting. It kept my, I mean, if it had been really weird, I would have checked out. But you know who was in it was Dakota Johnson was the female lead, and she played a role so much different than what she played in the 50 Shades of Grey movies.
Oh.
It was really, it was a lot of challenging characters in that. Anyway, so, but I think he also, he specializes in that. He likes to do that sort of thing. So he's up for, what is the award he's going to win? The Cecil B. DeMille Award,
yes,
right?
Yep. He's going to be presented with that at the Golden Globes, which is January 6th, I think.
Yeah, right. Okay. In a moment, we have some musings about the new movie coming out, The Earlier Years of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. That looks, I saw the trailer over the weekend. It looks like a fabulous movie. And more, I've said this many times, but I'm underscoring it. You know, we hear all of this stuff. There's such a dichotomy, maybe is it a line, between the good stories about people and all these damn shoot 'em ups and bang 'em ups. Look at the Mortal Engines movie that came out over the weekend. They're going to lose $100 million. The studio's going to lose $100 million because it's crap. And people are realizing it's crap. And now they're going, the Green Book. I saw that, was it 2 weeks ago? And I think I saw it when I just came back from Peru. What a great movie. It's a great story about two men who become friends in a rather interesting sort of racially charged movie. But it is very good, and it looks like this Ruth Bader Ginsburg movie is the same kind of a story. We'll talk about it right after this. Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track, and they want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180. All right, so this new movie that'll be out, I think it's not for Christmas, right after the new year? When is this movie about Ruth Bader Ginsburg coming out? Have you got any
idea? I do
not
know that. They just had their premiere. They had a Beltway premiere down in D.C.
Really?
And, yeah. And, you know, RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she recently had a fall, and she broke some ribs. But she was spotted at the premiere at the after party sipping white wine. It was at the French ambassador's residence in D.C. And the stars of the film, Felicity Jones, who plays RBG, Armie Hammer, who plays her husband in it, and I don't know who Justin Theroux plays in it, but the three of them, they're the three lead actors. They were all there. They took pictures with RBG, and she apparently has seen the movie three times already, and she's very proud of it.
Well, good. It's a good story.
She really got it back to
what I was talking about a few minutes ago, Victoria. These stories about people, their lives, the interesting real stories, and more often than not now, you're seeing these movies that say this is a true story. And that's what I'm much more. I won't go see these damn other shoot 'em up, crash 'em up movies anymore. The Clint Eastwood movie that's out now is also a true story.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.